welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Jeremiah. So go get your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
Get some of these curses in this book. And I sure don't want none of these curses in this book. All right. He was called to be a prophet to the nation according to verse number 5. It says here, look at 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, behold, I formed thee in the belly. I knew thee, and before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto what? The nations. Not just to Judah, but to the nations. So he had a powerful ministry. But he was forbidden to marry. I say he was forbidden to, well, let me show you that, because y'all ain't saying, Pastor just talking. No, I ain't just talking. I'm getting this out the Bible. Look at what it says in chapter 16. Boy, oh, I ain't never heard Bibles turning like that. Everybody trying to find that part. Put that in the Bible. He didn't want him to get married. Amen. Look what it says. Verse number 1. The word of the Lord came also to me, saying, thou shalt not take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons or daughter in this place. Amen. For thus said the Lord concerning the sons, concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bear them, and concerning their fathers that begat them in this land, they shall die of grievous death. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as dung. Oh, my goodness. Upon the face of the earth, they shall be consumed by the sword, by famine. Their carcasses shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth. He said, Jeremiah, I don't want you to get married. Now, do you understand why now he didn't want him to get married? Because God says that I'm getting ready to bring judgment on this place, and I don't want you to go through what they're going through. They're going to be crying over their husbands that's dead, wives that's dead. He says, so I'm sparing you some pain. Amen. 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 Sparing you some pain. If you know you was getting ready to marry somebody, but they won't be around here long, and then they won't have no decent burial. Amen. So, I mean, because the man at the funeral, all the funeral home people is dead. You see what I'm saying? They dead, and the ones that ain't dead, they gone. They took them on back to the, you know, because they know how to work. They know how to do that kind of business. But folks who didn't know how to do the embalming stuff, they left them there. And so God said, Jeremiah, I'm trying to spare you a lot of pain. I don't want you to get married. See, the Bible said there's a time and there's a season for everything under the sun. There's a time to marry, but there's a time to not marry. Yeah. Amen. So there's a time. And so it wasn't that God just didn't want him to get married. It wasn't the right time. See, it wasn't the right time. And then God had a ministry, a special ministry for him. See, the Bible says that single people can do certain things that married people can't. Because single people can truly please the Lord. But married people, you got to please your mate. Yeah. Baby, what's for dinner? Huh? What's for dinner? Leftovers. We've been having leftovers all week. I'm tired of them pig ears. Let me move on. All right, let me move on. Let me move on. Amen. So God forbid it, this man here from getting married, because it was a time of great judgment. See, it's just like, take for instance, if you getting ready to go on to the battlefield. Now, I know a lot of people, they go on and get married, and then they rush on, you know, to the battlefield and what have you. But in all actuality, is that being wise to your loved one? Cause you're making them now wait and wonder. They're wondering every day. They looking in the newspaper. They looking on the internet. You done sentenced them to a life of wondering and waiting. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So that's kind of hard. So God didn't want all that pressure. And see, that's pressure when you know other folks are worried about you. That's pressure. Amen. That's pressure. Even, you know, anytime my wife and I, we separated, when she got to go see about her mama, and that's pressure on her. Worried about me. That's pressure. That's pressure. That is, you know, she called me and she said, you know, what did you eat? She always worried about, you know, what did you eat? And you know, I gotta, you know, fix it. You know, I can't tell no story now, but I gotta fix it, you know, to let her know I'm missing your cooking here now. Amen. I can't tell her, you know, about folks at the church. They bringing food and stuff, giving them, you know, I'm eating chicken and dumplings. see, that's not going to rush y'all to come on back home if I tell her I'm eating chicken and dumpling and cornbread and stuff like that, black-eyed peas. You just stay on down there. I got it covered here. I got to let her know I'm eating cornflakes, babe. I may have them chicken and dumplings later on, but I had the cornflakes for breakfast. So I ain't cornflakes. All right. All right. Let's go on a little bit further. Can we go a little bit further? All right. Now, he was rejected by his own people. You can read about that over in chapter 20. Actually, as you read through this book, you'll just see where he was rejected quite a bit. And he wanted to resign and retire. He wanted to resign and retire. Matter of fact, he got thrown in prison, and Jeremiah said, this is it. I'm just tired of going through all of this. See, I've been preaching, and these folks ain't acting right. Now, how would you feel? You done preach, you preach, you preach, and you don't ever see nobody come on your side. Man, that's a tough ministry. Hey, it's nothing like here at Bible. Almost every Sunday we send folks come up. Almost every Sunday. Every Sunday. And this year, it's been every Sunday this year. But Jeremiah, can you imagine he preached and they say, go home. Go home. We're tired of hearing that. Get some rocks, y'all. Here come Jeremiah. How would you feel? Folks, before you even get to the pulpit, they tell you to go home. So Jeremiah said, you know, I'm going to go on and call it quit. But he said, I couldn't, because it was like fire shut up in my bone. Now, let me tell you something. That's one of the ways you know when God done really call you to do something. If you can really quit and just throw in the towel and walk away from it, now, yeah, that really wasn't none of your ministry. That you was just doing something that you wanted to do. But that really wasn't none of your ministry. Because when it's really in you to do that, you can't help it. regardless what the folks say, regardless what the folks do. Amen. You know, if folks, God forbid now, if Bible Way ever asked me to leave, you know what I would do? I would just go somewhere else and do the same thing I'm doing here, preach the word. Because it's in me. I couldn't stop. Amen. I even try a lot of times. I go places and they say, don't you want to have something to say since you're pastor? Oh, no, I don't want to have nothing to say. Then when they get ready to go, I say, oh, well, that's one thing came to my mind. Yeah. I can't, you know. It's just an amazing thing. Sometimes you don't have nothing to say. You be sitting on the roster, but by the time you get up into the pulpit, you feel like you just want to preach, particularly when somebody say, amen, and oh, it's on now. You know, that's what they say. They say that when you say amen to a preacher, that's like saying sic'em to a dog. Yeah. The more amens you a preacher hear, the more you see him come up, the spirit just rise up in him. Whew. I feel it now. Let me get on back over here. Amen. He was the weeping prophet. Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. He cried. But you know, that's the thing. If a preacher can preach about hell and condemnation with a grin and smile on his face, something wrong with that preacher. You don't supposed to wish nobody to hell. No way. No. All right. The central message of the book can be found in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 7. Let me just read that right quick, Jeremiah 1 and 7. This is the central message. It says, but the Lord said unto me, say not that I'm a child, because in verse 6, Jeremiah said, I'm a child. He didn't really want to go preach. He said, I'm a child, you know, and that's what I said for years. I'm a child. And God said, you got them long sideburns now and mustache, you got gray hair, you can't keep saying you're a child. No, I'm teasing y'all. But notice, he says, but the Lord said to me, say not I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. So the prophet, he speaks for God. God is going to put the words in his mouth. He's going to speak for God. That's the central theme of the book. Also, you could see that theme carried out in chapter 26, verses 12 and 13. But we won't read that because time is running short on it. The structure of the book, chapter 1, we see Jeremiah called. And then we see sermons before the fall of Judah. That was chapter 2 through 28. And then we see the fall of Judah and Jerusalem. That's chapter 39. And notice, God takes a whole chapter to talk about the fall of Jerusalem. See, this would be just like the fall of Washington, D.C. Wouldn't that be something to read about that? Then Jeremiah, he got the sermons to the Jewish remnant, those that was left after the fall. That's chapter 40 through 44. And then prophecies against the nations. You're going to see what he says to Egypt, to a lot of those other nations. Chapter 45 through 51. He's going to even talk about some of those Middle Eastern nations. And then in chapter 51, he's going to be looking back at the fall of Judah. Then Jeremiah prophesied concerning Jesus Christ. Let me just look at one of these prophecies, and that's in chapter 23 concerning Jesus Christ. Prophecy concerning Jesus Christ, chapter 23, verses 3 through 6. He starts this chapter speaking against the pastors. And let me tell you something. Do you know why our nation is in the shape that it's in? Do you know why? Spiritual leadership. See, spiritual leadership either causes the problem or they permit a problem. It's just like in a house. If you see some sin just going rampant in a house, who the head of the house? Who the head of the house? Yeah, look at who the head of the house, because God done gave them the spiritual authority to stop it. So they can either permit it to happen or either they causing it to happen. Yeah. That's just like in a church. If you see a church and you see sin just running rampage in the church, well, who's the head? Who's God's appointed person there? Who did he point there? That's where you look at. You look at that spiritual leadership, the pastor and his staff. They're in that church. They are either part of the problem or either they are permitting that problem to go on. And a lot of times when you see a problem and it's outstanding going on, a lot of time that pastor can't speak because he done got caught up in it. Yeah, and so he knows if, and see, that's the thing. Once somebody gets something on you, huh? Once somebody gets something on you, see, you can't tell on me now. Huh? Ah! Let's go on a little bit further. Yeah. Look at what the text said, verse number 3. He says, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of the countries, whether I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up my shepherd over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, said the Lord. Behold, here it is right here. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will raise up David, a righteous branch, and a king. Notice, a king. A king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. God says, I'm going to raise up somebody. It's going to be a branch of David. It won't be David, but it'll be a branch. It'll be an extension of David. Yeah. So it's going to be a descendant of David. Who is going to be this person? Who's this person that's going to do exactly what God wants done? Who's going to be this person? Well, verse 6 tells us, in his days, Judah shall be saved, Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, our righteousness. So that's one of the titles for Jesus Christ. And so Jesus is going to come back, and he's going to set things up just like it's supposed to be. He's going to carry out the assignment that God wants. All right, so there will be peace on earth, but it's not going to be until Jesus come back. All right, what can we learn from this lesson tonight? Let me give you 3 things, and then we're done. Number 1, God calls men to speak for him. God calls men. See, whenever there's a problem, God will raise up a man to address that problem. One of the problems that I have today is when I see a lot of people, they say that they are prophets and prophetess, but they preaching the same thing that everybody else preaching on television. No, that the prophet and the prophetess speaks a message totally different than that popular message. And most of the time when that prophet speaks, he got to run high because people are going to kill him. He's a wanted man most of the time. If you are a popular person, something wrong with that picture. Yeah. Because listen who you following. You following a crucified Savior. Jesus said, they hated me, they gonna hate you. It's just like on your job. When you start speaking up for God, then folks them don't like you. You God's spokesperson out there. Once you start really speaking for God and letting God use you, you ain't gonna be popular. But God still calls people to speak on his behalf. Number two, God rules in the affairs of men. See, most people think that God is just the God of religious people. God is just the God of the church. But God is the God of everybody. Yeah, you know, it's just like that astronaut, the Russian astronaut, when they first went up into space. I think it was 1958, 1959. It was in their early pioneering years when the astronauts was first going to the space. You know, the United States and Russia, they was racing to see who first would get to the moon and what have you. And so one of the Russian astronauts, they was first to go out there in space. And so when they went out there in space, the Russian astronaut says, I've been looking for God. And I can't find him. There is no God. I've been all out here in space, and I can't find him. I said, all he had to do was just step out that spaceship, and he would have saw him. He would have met him. All he had to do was just step out the spaceship. Pull off your space suit. Step out. You would have met him. The Bible says after the death, the judgment, he would have died, and then he would have saw Jesus. Amen. All right. But God rules in the affairs of men. So whether you are a Christian or not a Christian, God still tell you what to do. He's still your God. See, that's y'all God. No, he's your God, too. And all of us, all of us got to give an account to God one day for everything we done in this body. Yeah, yeah. Number three, God will always keep his promise. He will always keep. You know, the remarkable thing about this book, Jeremiah spoke a very unpopular message for 40 years. And even when the enemy came over, the enemy gave him a choice. Say, Jeremiah, do you want to go back with us or do you want to stay in the land here? Jeremiah stood. And that's because God's word stands the test of time. And God keeps his promise. He told Jeremiah, don't you fear their faces. I got your back, Jeremiah. Don't you worry about them. Jeremiah shouldn't have made it out of his first year with the message that he was preaching. But he was the last man standing. When everybody else was gone, Jeremiah still walking around. And that's what the book of Lamentation is about. All the buildings are down. Everybody is gone. And Jeremiah is walking around looking at the destruction of the city. And God was faithful to him. Do you know why God was faithful to him? When you faithful to God, y'all know where I'm going. God will be faithful to you. Is I'm right about it? All right. All right. That's our lesson. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Yeah, yeah.